Country Mornings with Jody and Melody on Hot Country 103.5.
Hot Country 103.5, Halifax's country. There's High Valley, Young Forever. It's 8:34. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It's Jody, Melody, and Myrna this morning.
You know, Jody's been sharing a lot about himself over the week because he just joined the show. We're new to each other, but I feel like you're learning a lot about me today, Jody, as geek out here with Myrna.
From the car to the spiritual thing.
No, but I'm so interested in this. So, Myrna, you were just talking about using all of the clairs. So,
clairaudient.
Clairaudient. Yes, clairvoyant.
Claircognizance.
Yes.
And clairsentient.
Okay, so you have the ability to you have the ability to tap into all of these things to be able to receive people's energy and vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was asking, like, what does that look like? What does that feel like? Like, how do you know? What can you do it for us? I'm just trying to understand what it means. So I feel like I'm, you know. You're doing that look again. I know I'm a little crazy, so I feel like if you were to do mine, it like all I can imagine is just like a explosion.
Well, actually, everybody's energy is different. So okay. As you tap into people's energy, sometimes, like if I'm doing a reading on someone, I can be bouncy because if their energy's bouncy,
yeah,
or if they're all over the map, the reading will be a little bit all over the map as well.
Yeah,
it just depends on what energy I'm connecting to. So
in can you read us?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how you do it.
What do we have to do? Yeah.
What do you have to do?
Yeah.
Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys want to talk? I'm just going.
Okay. So we'll chat with each other. So, just pretend I'm not talking about you as though you're not here. So you can't see right now, you listening. And feel free, by the way, to text in any questions or even to call in 902-425-1035 on the Purple Cow Talking text line. So there's some sort of crystal-like thing that Myrna's holding right now as her eyes are closed and she's listening to what we're saying. Jody,
she's picking up all your vibrations over there.
She's picking up my vibrations. Listen, Jody, I can already tell. If I were to pick something up from Jody, it is cynicism over there, sir.
Oh, I'm just
no.
Watching and learning and listening. That's what I'm doing over here.
Some of us.
I'm new to all this, and I don't know.
Yes, yes.
I'm probably
open.
Like your husband in a way. Like,
well, my husband's not open. My husband just thinks that I go down every possible rabbit hole, and maybe he's right. But I think that I would rather be open to all the possibilities than not.
So sometimes I'm more of a let it be thing.
Okay. All right. What do you got here?
So just connecting with your energy very briefly. You really love to please everybody. You have a big heart. Family is important to you. The other thing I'm picking up too, though, you are very clairsentient, so you're always feeling what other people are feeling around you. I did get a presence of an older woman connected to you. And I always tell people that because I can connect with people here in the physical world connected to you, I can connect also with people that are what we perceive as on the other side, the non-physical. I don't read it any different. I read it all the same. So sometimes when I'm a little confused, and I'm up front with everybody on who I'm connecting with, because if I don't get validation from that energy, I won't know where to put it.
Yes, of course.
So I'm getting this older woman's presence with you, and I know she liked to bake. She liked to be in the kitchen a lot. She had a big heart. She gave really good hugs, but she kept wiping her hands. Like, I felt like she had an apron on all the time.
Okay.
So like I said, when I'm doing this, I'm connecting to the energies. I'll get pictures. So I try to describe what pictures I'm picking up in my mind's eye. Sometimes it's the emotions that I pick up. And if I'm picking up the emotions, then I got to find the words to put out there. So sometimes it might take me a moment.
Of course.
And if you see me staring off in space, I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah. So interesting.
Wow.
This older woman that I'm connecting with you, like I said, I feel like family was really, really important to her. And I felt like as I'm connecting with her energy, I don't know, I see flowers around her a lot. I feel like somebody that believed in God. I went to church. Just a wholesome, really, really, really nice soul. I feel like she's like a grandmother energy. Okay, now I'm getting hands. So did she have issues with her hands, or is she showing me somebody in the family that has problems with their hands? I feel like arthritis or something along them lines.
Well, you know, my originally I was thinking it was my mom's mom, my grandma. But I know my dad's mom, my meme, had arthritis in her hands.
Okay. And yeah. I could be picking up on both energies because usually when they have, if there's somebody around that is a medium, you'll pick up stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of connecting to the energies and seeing what I'm finding.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. That was all me. But this isn't about me. This is about you. So we want you to be able to talk to Myrna from Into the Mystic. You can call our Purple Cow Talk and text line 902-425-1035.
Hot Country Mornings with Jody and Melody on Hot Country 103.5.
Yes, Myrna's here from Into the Mystic, and she is going to do what she does best, and she's going to connect with you, connect with your energy, connect with your vibrations, answer questions that you have. So if you want to give us a call, 902-425-1035 on the Purple Cow Talk and Text line. You can also text any questions that you might have, and right now we have Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Myrna.
Okay, so I just kind of sat here for a minute and kind of connected with your energy. I keep picking up, is there three children connected to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I kept feeling like when you were saying about the household being sick, I kept getting three children.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a lot of busyness in your life.
Yes.
And I feel like sometimes you feel like a chicken with your head cut off.
All the time.
Yeah. It's interesting because everybody has a different vibration. And as I'm connecting with you, I feel like there's going to be a lot of decisions coming up for you in the new year. I almost feel, too, something to do around job is coming up. Now, that could be connected to your partner as well because we do live as one. So I don't know. I feel like there's some decisions around work coming up as well. How old are your children?
I have one. He's 9. And then I have 2 nieces that are 12 and 8.
Okay.
So that was the 3 kids that were around for the holidays.
They're the 3 kids that are connected to your energy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to connect with your, is it your son?
Yes.
Okay. He can be a little bit on the serious side sometimes. He's a bit of a thinker.
He is, yes.
Yeah, and he worries a bit, too. So I don't know if he has a little bit of anxiety issues, but he can be a little bit on the serious side. He's very clairsentient, so he picks up a lot of energy from a lot of people around him.
Yeah.
But he's got a big heart, a really, really big heart.
He does.
What else am I picking up in the energy? Oh, okay, so I'm picking up excitement. So you guys planning on coming up or something?
I'm not. My partner is.
Okay. Yeah, I'm picking up excitement around a vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I was having a vacation.
I bet you need a vacation, Sarah.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Listen, I think we're going to, I mean, we can't, as much as I would love to be able to give you the whole hour with Myrna, was there specific, anything that, you know, she didn't touch on that you were really, really hoping she was going to, that you had a general, you know, curiosity or question about?
I am very curious about my love life, because my partner is kind of a new partner, and I'm just kind of wondering if there's anything around that.
Okay, can you give me his first name?
Yeah, it's...
I'm seeing a good man. I'm seeing somebody that really tries hard to make things work in his life. Mm-hmm. He is carrying some sadness. I'm picking up that as well. So around relationship, let's see what I get. Okay, so the one thing that you guys are going to both have a little bit of issues with is stubbornness, the Perrias, because you guys will butt heads a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
He's got a good heart, though, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm seeing that I think things are going to work out good.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, Sarah. And of course,
thank you, Sarah.
You know, if you or anybody else wants to know more or wants to do more, you can always connect with Into the Mystic because Myrna is, of course, there and she's doing this all the time. But for everybody else, feel free, 902-425-1035 or the Purple Cow Talk and Text Line. Call or text.
Thanks, Sarah.
That's thanks, awesome. Sarah.
Thank you guys so much. Take care. Thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Hot Country Mornings live here with Jody and Melody.
Hot Country 103.5, Halifax's Country with Nate Smith, Bulletproof, 912. It's Jody, Melody, and Myrna from Into the Mystic this morning.
Oh my gosh, and it's been so amazing, Myrna, having this lovely time with you. And that time is coming to a close. We do have time for one more person. And thank you to everybody that's been texting and calling the Purple Cow Talk and Text
Line.
The
lines have been crazy busy.
902-425-1035. We are going to be doing this again next month, the first Friday of every single month going forward. But for now, we have Sierra, who has a question about a past relationship.
Okay. Sierra, she's not going to put his name online. I just need a name so that I can connect with his energy.
Yeah, it's no worries.
All right, let's see what I get. The energies are quite back and forth between the two of you. I feel like it's not completely done, but I'm not sure how that's going to play out over the next, I don't know, 3 to 2 years' time. I just feel the energy is very back and forth, so there's a lot of indecisiveness. Is the indecisiveness coming from you, or is it coming from him? What do you think?
From him, for sure.
Okay. I feel like he's been carrying on some past hurts, so sometimes, I don't know, we tend to go the other way when we are afraid of our feelings and our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's I feel like there's fear connected to that, so I don't know what else to say about it other than connected with it. And like I said, he might come around. I feel like your guys aren't completely done. That doesn't mean that it could go either way at this point. They keep showing me a ship. Ships crossing in the sea. So when I see that, it means that you can meet, or you'll just sail by each other. So sometimes we don't always get the answers because it's part of your life lessons in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true.
Yeah, so if it's part of a life lesson, now as I connect with you though, you really need to start loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a little hard on yourself, and it's really important, maybe with you doing vision boards, maybe one of the things that you can put on that is self-love. And you're very soft-hearted, so you're always trying to appease everybody around you. And self-love is really important, because when we start to love ourselves, we start to be more aware of our boundaries of what we accept and what we don't accept in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah. I could definitely use some more self-love.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sierra. Thanks for chatting with us. And thank you so much, Myrna, for coming on with us. Doreen texted the Purple Cow Talk and text line 2425-135 to say that I would love to have Myrna do a reading as well. I've seen her twice. Absolutely love her. I'm going to be going back at some point. So Into the Mystic is where you need to go. That's where you can find her. And next month, first Friday of the month, we will have either Myrna or someone else from Into the Mystic coming back and doing it again. So hold on to all of these questions, because you know we'll be able to answer all of them in the future. Thanks, Myrna.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Hot Country Mornings with Jody and Melody on Hot Country 103.5.
Love is crazy, crazy as two kids driving around in a Z28.